the Glen Battifar Sovereign.
Long live the Grand Duchess!
Hooray!
That's right, then. I am proud to command such a gallant set of fellows, with one exception, Bracebridge. Bracebridge, one pace forward, march.
General?
You are a brilliant man.
Oh, I know all about that.
Hey, what's that?
It's the old story, the young lady at the bottom of it all.
Try and look at what you're talking about.
You know, I'm surprised that I've had a York experience, General, trying it on a little girl like Wanda. She's bespoke. She wouldn't look at you.
You infernal scoundrel.
No, more your epilepsy, no, sir. Poor girl, a young private uniform, just as smart as an old general.
I'll give you 6 months spell for this.
That's not the way to please her.
So I'll have you jolly well shot.
Well, mate, getting rid of me.
You infernal scoundrel.
She don't speak that.
I don't even know you, girl.
Excuse me, General, you yellow light on now. From what she told me,
I... General!
Hey, was that the enemy approaching? Where are the enemies?
No. General, I've been sent to tell you that the Highness, the Grand Duchess, is coming to inspect
the Grand Army.
Attention!
Her Highness is greatly indicated her intention of camping with the troops.
Put on the next defensive. Baby Spritz.
Me again, of course.
Baby Spritz, you're off the guard.
What?
Go on sentry at once. Post yourself.
I'll tell you frankly, General, it ain't a job I anchor after.
Silence when speaking to an officer.
Where's he been?
Your feet fit since around Her Highness's tent.
Where's Her Highness's tent?
Idiot, it's not yet fit. You have to guard the city.
Well, who's going to steal a pig? Silly idea, it's my way of thinking, standing guard in a pig. Why, a child wouldn't want you to do such a thing.
Silence!
Well, I was only going to say that
Silence! Got... How dare you flumble when warned for duty? Fall in! Front! Now, upon my soul, this is too much. What I am going to do does not concern you. By your lips, quick, march.
Yeah.
is.
What?
How dare they miss you?
You mean you would like them to have killed me?
That commander in chief, I should have been dead. Yes, friends of your boyhood, I should have been broken hearted.
Ah, faithful old Rudolph.
But now, to what am I indebted for the pleasure of this visit?
You are aware that it is our habit, on the eve of battle, to neglect no means to rouse the enthusiasm of the troops.
Certainly.
Her Highness is on her way here to inspect her army and camp with the troops.
Capital.
Now, as soon as there is an opportunity, I want you to advance as though on the spur of the moment and to say, by the way, would Her Highness care to hear the song of the regiment?
Oh, I say that.
Yes, and she will probably reply, the song of my dear regiment as if I didn't know it by heart.
You think she'll say that?
I'm pretty sure she will. Then, you lead forward and you sing it together.
Her Highness and I am overwhelmed. But between ourselves, can't you sing it?
Yes, I rehearsed a bit this morning.
Delighted.
Now, let's have a chat. You know the real reason for this war.
No.
I will tell you. The Grand Duchess, my royal pupil, thought I supervised her etiquette. Good heavens!
What's wrong now?
The bullet!
Not such a bad gun after all.
To think that but for my hat, I should have been a dead man.
You'd better have gone again. True.
As I was going to say, the Grand Duchess, my royal pupil, has now attained her majority. And lately she has begun to interest herself in her sex. Now, I know what young girls are.
You do?
Yes. I have read up the subject, and I have come to the conclusion that Her Highness needs distraction. Accordingly, I have declared war.
To distract her attention from your financial problems.
To distract her generally. As a child, I distracted her with toys. I now propose to distract her with a husband.
This Paul.
Exactly. But I'm not sure I was wise in my choice. Prince Paul is an irreproachable young man, but Her Highness seems to ignore him. He's been dangling about here for 6 months, and she will not give him an answer. Last week, the poor man's father, the Elector of Steichen-Steich, Schlafabottomer Schostenberg, who is becoming...
Didn't quite get the name.
The Elector of Steichen... we'll call him the Elector, sent Baron Grob to advocate the cause of the poor young prince. However, our beloved mistress has reported that the Baron may go upon a diplomatic mission to another place before she will see him.
Good, good.
But my dear Rudolph, I tremble for the moment when the roar of battle will be silenced by the whisper of love. Once allow Cupid to make a territory of her affection, and what should become of us?
You alarm me.
Suppose Her Highness would bestow favor upon some young man of character and ability, what should become of you and I?
We should be done, it mustn't happen.
It must not.
It shall not. Where are they? Where are the enemies?
No, 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 sir! That is our highest arrival.
Good. The fall is the troops.
Certainly, sir.
Then, Rudolph, you understand our program. First of all, the song of the regiment.
I'll do my best.
In a week, victory of our troops and declaration of peace.
Triumphal return to Gelsenheim.
And throughout, our secret motto shall be office at any price.
Office at any price.
Oh.
Schumacher. I didn't read it in the news.
Schumacher, look at this. No. He's a smarter looking one.
Private Fritz, one face forward, march.
What's your name, my good fellow? Fritz. And have you seen any service?
No, that is not since I joined. It's highly domestic service.
Then you've never been wounded?
No, that is once. Being in animals, a bulldog tried to cut off my retreat. Not what you would call wounded.
Then you're just an ordinary private.
Well, I'm no more ordinary than other private. I'm just a private.
I have promoted to corporal.
Me? Corporal?
Hedge! What the devil are you doing?
Well, where are you going?
I was just going to tell my little girl I got my steps.
Well, look here. You can tell my little girl you've got two steps. You're a sergeant. Let them stand here.
Group. Stand it. In. Fall out.
Fall out? Certainly not. Fall out of my shoulders, my gallant boys. For our dear one great family.
It's excellent, boys. Couldn't be better.
Come, boys, gather around.
Did you notice the mark he favored to show to that young soldier?
Yes, but I attach no importance.
We must attach importance to everything.
We must keep an eye on her.
Two eyes.
Come here, my man.
You see, the same man.
Yes, but I can soon throw a chill into his position.
What's your little girl, please?
Please, she don't know herself.
And her comrades?
Oh, they're pleased and not pleased, if you know what I mean. They just as soon as it happens to them. They're only ordinary men, you know.
Now tell me. Are the officers good to the men?
Oh, very good. They're good to that, of course. The general's in terror.
Is that so?
Really, Your Highness?
Don't interrupt him.
He's a fair terror. But then he can't help it. The old story, a young lady in the case.
A young lady?
Yes. I can't allow it.
General Fool, they might order. Let this man tell his story.
Made eyes at my little one, and she wouldn't have anything to say to him.
I'm a pretty blunt one of the girls everybody falls in love with. Is she pretty?
Hmm, that's me. That's her.
Corporal.
Here, Wanda. Girls ain't like soldiers, you see.
Well, my dear, so this gallant warrior's in love with you, is he?
Yes, Mum. Please, Mum.
And are you in love with him?
Oh, yes, Mum. Of course I am, Mum.
How nice. What's the matter with me? I'm as cold as ice. I never felt like this before. Did I tell you you're a lieutenant?
No, you're
not. Well, I tell you now.
Well, all I can say is I thank you kindly. She's going it.
If you want to be service, young fellow, I'll take care of you. Have a good place in the very front rank.
He deserves all that. I'm not fearfully thirsty.
Your Highness, I am.
So am I.
I'll order some ices.
Ices? In cats? Certainly not. I think what my great soldiers drink.
No, I'm afraid your highness may drink.
Whatever the Vivandier gives them, I suppose. So will I. Vivandier, glasses. Well, this is through the bridge. Now then, boys, here's the victory in the safe return.
Going.
You think this will be a favorable opportunity for our duet?
Yes. it off your mind.
Did I hear you say, my dear prince, consider, on the eve of battle? I couldn't dream of marrying you with my head full of armor, is it?
Oh, you horrid thing. You're always full of excuses.
But you must see that they are so, prince.
But you've been pouring out sound excuses for the last 6 months. Grog, Baron Grog, was a dear old thing. Although you won't free him, Grog had a letter from Papa this morning. Quite an angry letter.
And what did Papa have to say?
Well, he says he's had about enough of it, that's all. You see, it's 6 months since I left home to marry you. Of course, he had to buy me a lot of little knick-knacks that one wants, and he had to give me a larger allowance, and so on and so forth. And when he finds we're just where we were at first, I'm not surprised to hear he's had about enough of it. I've had about enough of it myself. You see, we don't know where we are.
Well, but that's what's worrying you, is it?
Of course it's worrying you. Because if you've really made up your mind that you won't marry me, Papa and I must find another grand duchess. That's the long and the short of it.
You and your Papa need to marry. I will marry you. Someday.
But that's what you always say. You know my marriage has been talked about in every court in Europe. And when it keeps on being postponed, well, I feel I look so silly, you know.
I'm not entirely to blame for that.
What they can't see, they invent. Of course, when they write about other people's private affairs, I think it's not my business, because I laugh, don't you know? But when they write about my private affairs, I feel it's a public outrage, and I don't think anyone ought to laugh. Just listen to this.
Thank you. Simple. They are supposed to divide by army into three corps.
Sound idea.
One of these corps will advance to the right. No.
Good idea.
Another to the left. No.
Excellent idea.
And the remainder.
Love whispers louder than the cannon roars.
Thank you. my Duchess finds the heat unpleasant.
She's going to scream.
She's going to scream.
With a vengeance on the peasant, there we have done. With a strong girl at present, with a strong girl at present.
Ha ha ha. Thank you.